Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Please listen to our opening music and open your heart to messages from angels and spirits. To Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for being here today. Whether you're here live listening right now or if you're listening on an archive version, I think we're all connected, and when we join in this way in love and light, we lift each other up. So I thank all of you, the live callers, live listeners, and those who listen on recording. If you would like to call into today's show, the number is 347-633-9823. And for those that are listening for the first time, I'll give a brief rundown of what I do on this show. I generally have a topic that is sort of a message for to the whole audience that may be helpful on your spiritual path. And then I open the lines to callers, and I do what I call mini readings, live on air intuitive readings that are geared toward zeroing in on your best steps now spiritually. And if you've listened before, sometimes that's something you can do directly for spiritual growth, some new practice you can take up. Sometimes it may be a message from a loved one who's passed over, or that is just something to comfort or clear you or to give you some direction. So it can go all sorts of different ways. And to make it very quick, how I see the messages is sort of like charades, or even that game Concentration back years and years ago when I was a kid. I guess that was back in the late 60s and the 70s, where you put kind of pieces of a puzzle with clues together. And so what I usually get for a caller is an image that boils it down to something that's very metaphorical that then we sort through as to what that means in relation to their particular path or the question that they call with. And it's kind of fun how it works out. Spirit can use those kind of images, or sometimes I get it in just feelings, or often it's both. But Spirit can send those very concise, metaphorical, symbolic images and get across a lot of points. And sometimes it's overlapping. And what everyone listening should be aware of, too, is that often a message that is directed at one person is actually for multiple people. I find that Spirit is very clever in how they use their energy, and I happen to believe that to communicate with us in our language and our voice isn't always easy for them, that there is a lot of energy involved with that, like when you have, you know, hear voices, the actual the voices that you really hear speaking to you at times from spirit. I think that can be more difficult, or when, for instance, someone sees an angel, I think that that may be expend more energy for them. So I think they try to be very efficient in their use because they're serving all of us all the time. So it is fun and interesting how it all plays out, and sometimes they make me laugh, and so if you are thinking about calling and maybe you're a little bit hesitant, look at it as something positive and light, and don't be shy. I don't bite. That's what I always tell people. So again, the call-in number is 347-633-9823. And I will get on today's topic because I think it is a message that we can all use and utilize on our spiritual journeys right now. That topic is preparing for your spiritual spring, embracing new beginnings. And this came to me a couple days ago, and it's just gotten stronger, the feeling like this is an important message, and it's very meaningful to me this week because we do have coming up in a couple of days spring equinox, at least in those in the northern hemisphere, like me, have that. And this year, this winter, has been harsh on so many people, and longer and colder. And I have seen it as so metaphorical for the spiritual journey over the last several years. And you know, for years now, people like me and people walking the spiritual path, and, you know, we've been saying, oh, we're here. Oh, it's here. This energy wave is huge, and now we're here. And we have been arriving, I think, at different levels and plateaus, and then sometimes we get slammed back down, and it can be frustrating. And so, you know, someone listening that maybe isn't quite convinced could say, you've been saying that for years now. And so I could see where that would be a little bit confusing, or make you a little hesitant if you're a little bit of a doubter, that we are in this new strong energy and there's something big and we have all this opportunity for spiritual growth. I could see where that would make you go, yeah, right. But how I feel all this happening for the last, especially last 4 or 5 years, is sort of like the winter that many of us have had, and it started and it kept hammering and hammering and hammering, and it would feel like, you know, oh, you're getting a sunny day, and oh, good, maybe it's over, and then it would be another hammer of zero temperatures or low teens, and so it has been kind of a back and forth, and that's, to me, it just screams metaphorically how I feel it for the last few years, that every time you think, oh, we finally have some sunny, warm weather. Yay, spring is here. It's not quite. And then you get hit with a few inches of snow and ice. And so that's just very much how I feel what the last few years have been about. And now I think we're reaching that spiritual spring in a new way, and it's going to be a big one that because of all the work that we've done in previous years. And if you think about spring and the garden or your yard and how that works, you do have to prepare when that time comes and you have kind of that window, you know, before it gets too hot. What are you going to plant? How are you? You do have to do, or you don't have to, but if you're going to have the most abundant garden, and you're going to reap the benefit, then you do start really before spring starts. And then when spring starts, you have to still go a little slowly, and you're still really doing prep work. And that's what we're doing right now, and right now is a time to really focus on what you want to grow and create, and plant the seeds now. And I am telling you, the energy is so ready for us in so many ways, and it's been escalating every year. Every year we've had clearings and clearings, and so think of your spirit right now as in that spring gardening stage. Like a couple days ago, I planted seeds indoors for herbs for the summer. Now, typically what I do is I get the small plantings when it gets a little warmer, and I don't do it from seed. But I'm trying it from seed, and it just felt right, and it gave me that feeling of I believe in spring. I have faith in spring. I have faith in spring, not with these seedlings and the dirt and the water and the sun, but on a bigger level, on a spiritual level. That long winter that has been really frustrating is going to be over, and I am going to be ready for it. So some of the things that I'm doing now, if I had planted them, let's say a year ago, which would have been like a month ago in the metaphor, they wouldn't have grown, because there would have been something else, the cold coming in, the energy, the waves of energy that would knock it out. And now it feels like all those things that you've sort of felt growing, but you've been frustrated because it's just not quite the right time, that the time is now, and or almost now, and so you can begin more earnestly to do the things in that direction, and your path and what you need to do will become more apparent to you. So that's the phase I'm in, not just with seeds and dirt, but even more so. Really, that was just more metaphorical for what I was feeling inside spiritually. So I've had a few things, a few projects that and plans that actually were planted for me, oh, six years ago, for what my spiritual path was. And so much of it, I would write things down, I would make notes, I would draw things, and I just knew, put it away, you'll know when the time is right. And sometimes I would dig those out and think, oh, the time's right, and it really just wouldn't be, and I'd get hit with that ice storm. And so now, even some of the things I had forgotten about and hadn't even brought out to bring forth in a bigger way, I'm remembering them. I'm running across the notebook that I wrote it in. So it really feels like some of these things that were happening then, now it is time, and you may be feeling that too, because I find that people on a more spiritually focused path, we do have a lot of common threads and common things we're feeling. So one of the things that 6 years ago I knew I would be doing was I started doing Reiki around that time and became a Reiki master and a Karuna master, and it really was tremendous on my spiritual path with the energy. And so in that process of when I was really shown a lot of my path, and actually, frankly, a lot of path that I didn't want to take because it seemed hard and like there would be a lot of backlash, a lot of it was trying to bridge things between Christianity and what's commonly called New Age or New Thought, and it would mean challenging some Christian beliefs and turning them over to what they really mean, and I wasn't real excited about that, to be honest with you. So some of the things, but one of the things, I'm getting off course here, one of the things was to develop, and I got symbols for it back then, and imagery, a system of Reiki that is more associated with common and Christian, Judeo-Christian symbols that perhaps people in my circles would feel more familiar with and comfortable with. Now, that isn't at all to say, no, Reiki, the Japanese symbols and all that, that there's anything wrong with them. I cherish that. I love that. I will always cherish that. But it is more like a stepping stone for people that wouldn't necessarily be as comfortable or courageous or something different and foreign, that just might be a little too much, but they would like to know about energy work and laying on of hands and healing touch. And when the intention is there purely, it really doesn't matter the method if the intention is in love. So that is what has been kind of coming to fruition, and I actually thought it was going to be more like January, February when I would really put it out there. And I kept getting these, not quite yet, not quite yet, not quite yet. And I realized a couple of days ago, oh, because not quite yet. The metaphorical winter and ice and snow, and if you plant those seedlings now, they won't have a chance as much as if you just hold off. Just wait till spring. So I love how the universe, when we get in the rhythm with it, it can teach us just through its own course of methods and rhythm and how it does things. And nature can show us that. And that's what I felt very in sync with. I wasn't procrastinating. It was more like just a feeling like it just wasn't quite there. So wait and plant the seeds when they will grow the best and with the least effort, with the natural flow of things. So anyway, the class that I'm, or the method that I'm working on, I call it Angel's Touch Healing. And the first class that I'm going to do, it will be a simple class. It will be done online, possibly through a private radio show and some online materials. But it will be something that I offer free. And if you're interested in learning an energy healing method and trying it out, I will tell you, you'll kind of be the guinea pigs, although I have used this system a few years ago on a few people to attune them to that energy, and it totally worked. So I don't really have any doubt in that, unless the person isn't quite sure. But if you'd like to learn some about that, and for your own use, for being able to get into that deeper meditative state through energy work, and also to be able to share it, to be that vessel of healing, you know, in the Christian faith, Jesus told us that we would do all the things that he did and more, because he was returning to the Father. He was returning to oneness with Spirit, and out of the body and into Spirit. But he told us that we would do what he did and more. And we know that he touched people and healed them. We know that he let that light flow through him, and he was a great vessel. So we're just doing that. And if you'd like to participate, go to I have an old website that's a little antiquated, but it gets the job done. It's angelstouchtherapy.com. And on there, there's a little link with an email to me if you want to participate. My email is sherrylane444@gmail.com, and that's sherrilane444 at gmail.com. But if you just go to that angelstouchtherapy.com site, you can read a little bit about how I feel about the energy work, and some testimonials from way back, some things that I've done with other people. So you can read it there and email me. If you email me about the class, please make sure that you put in there, in your subject, Angels Touch Class, Angel Healing Class, anything like that, because I get so many emails that it helps me to separate and go through and keep up with that. But everybody that's already emailed me, I did send out an email a couple weeks ago just to tell you I had your address, and I think there have been a couple more people since then. But spring is coming, and it's all coming together, and we're going to plant those seeds, and it's going to be really great. So I have rambled a little bit and have a couple callers, so I'm going to jump right into calls. When I take your call, you'll hear unmuted, and that means that your mic is live. And what I like to do is get a first name, and if you have a question, if you'd rather just have kind of a general feeling, then you can ask me the question, or you can say, I just want some general information, general feedback. And I do, before I take this first call, it came to me right before the show started, and now it's coming to me again, that it's a female, like, I think M-A name, like Mary, Marianne, Margaret, and I know that's very common, but I have this feeling there is a message that's related to a sister, or maybe the sister's name is the M-A name, I'm not sure, but it feels like a spirit connection that is trying to get through. And so I don't know if anyone is out there listening, but I feel like there's something there, and it came to me again before I took the call. So if you feel like that's you or connecting to you, the call-in number is 347-633-9823. And now I will go to the first caller. That is from area code 786.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
Thank
I
you for
am
taking
doing
my
well.
call.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being patient and waiting.
No problem.
Okay, and what is your first name?
My first name is Natasha.
Natasha, okay. We get such pretty names when from callers.
Oh,
Okay,
thank
Natasha, do you have
you.
a question or do you want a general reading or?
I want a general reading. I don't have a particular question.
Okay.
I have been on a spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to connect with my angels on a daily basis through oracle cards. I've been
Okay.
getting into tarot. I've been reading A Return to Love and A Course of Miracles.
Okay. Are you on my Facebook page? Are you part of Seeing Miracles Every Day? You do
Yes,
Facebook? Okay. Okay.
that's how I actually found out about your radio show today.
Okay, great. Okay. If you've, I don't, oh, so you haven't listened before, right? Is that correct?
No. I was just going through the feed and I was like, wow, this looks
Okay.
interesting.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I already got a quick image for you that, and how I do, I try to translate it and your feedback helps. And what's great about this is it can really very, very quickly, get us to some pertinent information. And if something, an image doesn't mean anything to you, that's okay. You don't have to like feel like, what? Why don't I understand? Just sometimes it will even come to you later, the meaning. And I try to walk through, and as I talk, usually I get other feelings that come in. So the image that, and you said you just wanted some general information, the image that I saw for you was a swimming pool. And at first it was just the pool. And then it felt like there was some kind of fear or tension or just anxiety. And then it was like a diving board or a high dive. And so how I would translate that is, well, unless that you have something with water or fear or anything like that,
No, I don't.
metaphorically, how I would translate that is that there's a jump, like from the high dive, you're there and you want to take a leap, but you're afraid to. And
Okay.
do you know what it is? Do you know what leap that is? Does it come to you?
Well, I've been hesitant to start a master's program in
Uh-huh.
psychology, and I just actually, an hour ago, I just filled out all the paperwork and I just decided to
Okay. So
start March 26th.
you took a big leap from the high dive.
Yeah, I
Okay.
did. I just did,
And
actually.
did you say in psychology? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's in
Okay.
psychology and it's a minor in behavior to help children with autism and developmental
Okay.
delays.
Okay. All right. Now I think I'm getting chills because your push into that master's program in psychology and you want to work with autistic children is a spiritual kind of thing too. You're not just going to study it in the academic sense, and you're going a part of where you've had this opening into more spiritual things, and you said you're doing more in that area, you're reading things in that area. It all goes together. And so your spiritual path is going to be just as important in your learning in this area as will be your actual the classes in the academic setting. And what your challenge is going, not challenge in the, but your task, and your, I guess, where your particular gifts are going to bring it together is that you are going to apply the things you're practicing and learning spiritually in a way in that psychological, you're going to apply that energy into the academic psychological as well. And autism, I've seen things with children with autism where spirituality and energy work really resonates with them. I worked with a small child a few years ago with Reiki, and he calmed totally down during Reiki. His mom said he went home and took like an hour and a half nap, and this was a young child, maybe five, and he never takes
Oh,
a nap.
wow.
And so there are, by studying the energy from that side, you will be able to, one, intuitively understand better, but two, the actual energy itself will provide breakthroughs and avenues to breakthroughs. So you want to keep both of these things going and respect both. You know, you learn the psychology from the textbook, but you also take it to heart as how it applies. Now, I believe that so many times autism, ADD, and those kind of things are because these children or adults have some special spiritual gifts. And as you progress on your spiritual path, you're going to be better able to see that as opposed to just diagnosing and treating. You're going to understand that maybe this is a gift, not how do I bring the gift out from the spiritual side. Maybe this child is different because they have some spiritual gift that I can help uncover. So, and your presence and energy can be very valuable in that. I've also, before, I've done distance Reiki for an autistic adult. In fact, he's on Facebook. His name is Anthony Rivera, and he has just the most wonderful mother. Anthony is in his 40s, and she allowed his gifts to come through, and he is an artist. When she puts on music, and he will paint a painting to that music for what the music feels like to him, and he's so gifted. But had he not had that mother that was connected that way and willing to see the gifts in him instead of just what we consider something negative, or she saw it as, you know, she saw him for him and let his gifts shine through. And so anybody listening, if you are on Facebook, and Anthony Rivera, I think it's Rivera, he's in Texas, I forget, maybe San Antonio, I can't remember which town. His mother is Diana Rivera, and she does ask if you like his page that you also send her a friend request, because she, from her page, she monitors some of that, you know, or she shares things that are going on with Anthony. But he is just incredible. And so you would probably really like it if you're interested in that field, because you can see the gift that he may not have had if he was not autistic. And So when we change our perception of it, that it's always something to try to fix, or that it's always a bad thing, maybe there's a gift in there too. So I really think that you're on this right path, and that you're both of these things, both the spiritual and the desire to go back to school, is coming at the same time, because they're both leading in that direction, but maybe in a way that's slightly less conventional than some. So it feels very exciting to me. I hope that feels exciting to you.
I am very excited, because I've also been getting like a feeling that it's not just for the actual like patients or children with autism. It's also to guide their parents and kind of get them through this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Making them see that it's not a punishment, or, you know, it's not something negative that's happened to them.
Exactly. When you were starting to say that, I was feeling like the adults, the mothers, that, you know, you can help them perhaps celebrate that, wait a minute, it isn't just a bad thing. Perhaps it's a good thing, you know. So I think you are just right on the mark with what you are called here to do, or what you came here to do. So what I would say you registered and going to class. I would keep up the spiritual reading, anything you're drawn to, any kind of, you know, any certain book, you'll find they'll jump out at you. And you may read the whole thing, you may only read part, but you'll zero in and get what you need to get. But just stay on that path, stay in that direction, because it's going to benefit your the academic and educational side, and also where you want to go with that career-wise, and just for your soul.
Thank you so much.
Soul work into also career work, and I know you are really on that path. And
thank you.
Very good. It's wonderful.
I've been on the path. I've changed my major several times, and something was always missing, and it's been hard to find something that I was good at, but, you know, it wasn't just a desk job. I always felt like I needed to make a difference, and it wasn't until I had my son, which is now one, that I got a vision and, like, a message that I needed to help children with autism.
Well, and I think, oh, this just gives me chills, because I think that message about spring is very much directed at you. And that's why you were changing your major. You couldn't quite get it. Didn't feel right. It's because now that the time is right and all of the things are more in place, now you're feeling it and you're ready to plant those seeds and let them sprout. So don't beat yourself up about, gosh, I just couldn't decide and something wasn't right. Maybe that was part of timing. And so maybe it's perfect timing and you are right here where you need to be in perfect timing, and now it will fall together with ease. So I'm very excited for you and for also for the people you're going to work with.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I hear your son.
You so
What's
much.
His name?
Maximilian.
Oh, I love that name. You both have great names. Now, does he ever look above your head like he's looking at something else? I have a feeling he probably still sees angels, and lots of little kids do because they haven't been told that things like that aren't real.
I think so. Sometimes I'm calling him, and he'll look at, like a different area where I'm not looking or no one's looking.
Right, where he's looking like as if someone's there or,
yes.
Well, that's very sweet. So just smile when you see him do that and know that there are angels present. And, you know, he's still fresh enough and unencumbered by the world's thinking that he can still see it because he hasn't yet been fed that he can't or that it's,
right.
You know, messed up if you see that. So it's very sweet. He's probably going to do that even more. But when you notice and just smile in your heart and just let him do it and understand what it is. See, let yourself get a good feeling that he's seeing an angel right there with you.
Aww.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day. You are in a
Thank
fabulous
you so much.
Place.
You too.
And you're so tuned in to where you need to be. So...
Thank
That's
you.
Really,
Thank you.
Okay. That's exciting.
I'll keep in touch. I'm going to email you about the angel therapy
okay,
touch.
Okay, great. Yes, that would be great for you. You can apply it to all of this that you're doing. Okay?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, that was an exciting call. You know, what I am noticing so much on the callers lately is that so many people really are really aligning with their purpose and their place. And it's so exciting because every one of us that gets aligned, it's like tuning a radio in. If you've got a whole bunch of radios and you tune them to the right frequency for whatever station or whatever you're trying to listen to, and you got them all not really tuned in, and you got all that static, and then, you know, one tunes in, and you still have all the static from all the other ones, but you can hear a message clearly, and there's a connection there, and then another one tunes in to that same station, so it's a little bit better, and another, and another, and another, and pretty soon they're in unison and like stereo, and they sound great together instead of like a bunch of mess. Well, that's sort of what we're all doing when we tune in to spirit, one of us and another and another and another. It helps the others, for one, understand that they are on the right path. It's affirmation, but even bigger is it helps all the messages be clearer, and it helps the overall message of love come through more clearly because there isn't the static of fear. Fear's the static. It confuses us. We can't hear the love. We can't feel the love. We can't connect with God. We can't connect with spirit because there's so much static. And even when we connect, if all the radios around us are connected loudly to static, it makes it really hard to hear the messages. So the more you surround yourself with people that are seeking to be in tune and that are in tune, the more you'll be able to hear your own messages and also the messages that might help other people, and you'll be able to be in tune with that love that is more than about speak and messages. It's about feeling and joy and peace and abundance. It is tuning in to God and tuning into the universe, to everything that is there in store for us. God meant for us to live in Eden, where everything was perfect. It wasn't until we got fearful and doubted and started thinking we were terrible, started thinking things like bad and good instead of just enjoying good and letting it be all good. So tune in. Every time, everyone that does helps all the others. And that's why we're ready for a bigger spring than we've had, because more and more people are tuning in. More and more people are saying, you know, I'm willing to put down some of my longly held beliefs or sit them aside, put them on the sidelines for a tiny bit to open my mind to see if maybe there is more. Maybe God did mean more than how man translated it. Maybe there's a message that God will give me. Maybe I open my ears and I hear a message, but I'm willing to not be so strict in my beliefs in order to tune in better and hear what I hear, not just hear what someone tells me I should hear, but hear what I hear. And everyone that does it, clear static for everyone else. So exciting. So, so powerful. Again, our call-in number is 347-633-9823. That was a great call with Natasha. And there's no one else. There was one that dropped off. Sorry about that if you had to wait too long. But there's not anyone on the line right now. So I am quickly going to go to the reading I was talking about a minute ago that has come to me twice, right before the show and then during the show, for it seems related to female M, a name that starts with an M and A after it, like there's so many, Mary, Martha, Mary Ann, but I think if it's you and you're listening either live or later, you'll know it is related to a sister that I think has crossed over, or the name could be, the MA name could be actually the sister. And now I'm trying to feel, well, what do you want to say to this person? First it was just like a knock, 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 knock. I want to get through. Now, what do you wish to say? It is a let it go message. It feels like there was a passing with maybe some hostility or misunderstanding, or even it was anger at maybe how the person passed, anger at someone else, it was their fault, or there is something, some energy that is trapping someone, a listener, that has to do with a sister's passing, and whatever it is, let it go. She is fine. I get the feeling it was a misunderstanding, and it's just love coming now. And anyone that feels a resonance with that message, just take it to heart, feel the love, and let it go, because if you let it go, you will be able to shine. And when you find the peace in your heart and the love in your heart, and you ask for, you know, even if someone's passed on, you can tell them you're sorry, you can accept their I'm sorry, and you'll have peace, because we think that this life is all that it is, and if it's not said before the body death, that you never have a chance to say it, and that's just not true. You always have a chance to say it, and you always have a chance to connect with those spirits that you've loved here or that you've had disagreements with here. So feel the love, accept the love, return the love, and you'll have some peace. And if you do want to call and take it further, The number again is 347-633-9823. And I am going to take a quick break. I'm going to put on some music, and it will be about a minute, and I will be right back. I just need a quick break to clear my throat and get a little water. Be right back. Message that came through was very intense in my throat, and so it seems to have a lot of importance for whoever is out there listening that resonates with. It seems to be very important, and I don't know, it was in my throat. I don't know if that was because it was just words that had not been said when they might have been, or what the nature of the passing was that maybe was throat, chest related, but I had to stop for a minute. One of the things, it's so funny how we get messages and how it comes in cycles and how we revisit messages, and I've had that happening so much in my life lately. I'll share one way, because when I share these things, I want you to stop and think how maybe that's been happening to you too, and spirit has funny ways to communicate. When I went through the period that I call my big awakening moment, you know, I had been reading and really opening my mind for several years, but then it was one of those just wham kind of moments and events, and I had such joy. I could see events of my life that were completely unrelated, just flash before my eyes, almost like in the Rolodex, just slides, flipping, and they seemed so perfectly related, even though before that they seemed not at all related, and they seemed like just this sequence of all tied together, and it was all joyous, even the things that, as the human mind and the ego, we may have felt hurt or even deeply hurt, badly betrayed, unprotected as a child, or all the things that we hold as our story. And, you know, I had never really been one to hang on to those things, just move on, keep moving. That's kind of how my life had always been and what I had always needed to do. I saw them, though, all of a sudden, so I wasn't one to hang on to those things and stay in a victim stage or stay angry, or I've always been very quick to forgive, but I moved to a level where it was all so perfect, and instead of thinking on some of the things, like, for instance, you felt betrayed, and why on earth did you do that, it was all of a sudden more like, oh, thank you. I get it. It seemed like a really crappy thing to do then, but now I get it. It was pushing me in a different direction. It was pushing me here. It was, so that's how I saw it, and it was just this overwhelming joy, and I stayed in that cloud nine high, deeply, deeply connected, where nothing could even touch it for a couple of weeks, and then I had to kind of come back down here to this existence, and it was, whoo, it was a crash landing, but I was still elated and still joyous, but the heaviness, the gravity of it, it was, I can't even describe it. It was actually physical, like it pulled me down to my knees, basically, in the heaviness of when I came down. But I did know when it was happening, it wasn't like this panic or fear, or I knew what was happening. You have to go back now. And even though I had been walking around in the body and talking and conversing for 2.5-3 weeks, in that other state, I was more there than I was here. I was in that ethereal space, heaven, so to speak. And so I knew when I had the crash landing that I was coming back to do what I came here to do. But it was not a fun landing. And then it was okay. I remember feeling, just nauseous for a while, and even a couple of days, and just completely disoriented, even though I knew I was here and I was functioning fine. I could drive, go to the store, all those things. I could function. But it was this strange feeling. And, you know, I gradually integrated it. But one of the things that I went through a phase where I was on just hyper message, and everything was a message, and I would drive down the road and see a license plate, and it was like the numbers would scream out at me, and then those same numbers would scream out on a house address, you know, the numbers, and then I would look up the symbolism of those numbers, and in all kinds of different ways, and it was just like spirit was talking to me in so many other languages, and songs and visions, but around that time. So, you know, of course, when you're in just a normal upper middle class kind of existence and your same routines, and, you know, pretty much everybody kind of lives in a certain nice, pleasant way and doesn't step outside the box too much, it can be a little unsettling. You don't really know where you fit in and who you can tell. So I've talked about this before on the show, and how Spirit did give me at least a couple people that were perfect to tell and are still such a big part of my journey. But there were a couple of shows on television that I know God was speaking to me and probably to a lot of others through. And one of them was the show Eli Stone. And it was only on for 2 seasons. And I happened to see at the beginning, the first season, and I was just hooked because it was like, oh my gosh, I know, I'm going through that too. I so relate to him. But it's a story of this young attorney, and he's like high-powered. He's the it man in San Francisco law, and he works for this big, important firm that has all these wealthy clients and corporations, and so he's kind of got it all. You know, he's getting engaged to this lovely other attorney, and but he begins to have these visions, and so they happen with things like George Michael's song that he can't get out of his head, and then George Michael appearing in his living room singing the song, but it was pieces of the puzzle where he would then see the name, you know, George Michael in a set of blocks, or hear a phrase from the song, and he knew it was all connected, and that's exactly how it was for me. So I was really, I just loved this show because it told me, hey, yes, this happens. It was as if I felt like this show was made just for me, but I know it was an awakening for a lot of people, and a lot of people connected. So anyway, in this, you know, I talked earlier about the winter and how for several years we've been progressing in this energy and healing and bringing things up and dealing with them and clearing, and we think we're there, and then wham, here comes the ice storm, we're not there, and we're getting to a big spring, a big productive spring coming up now. And So in the way that happens, and we go through these cycles, and you know, God tells us, you'll know when it's time, and you'll know, well, you know, my human self, sometimes I push things probably before I should, because I think, well, you just need to be doing something in that direction if that's your calling. And but anyway, I came across this show on Hulu Plus and started watching it again, and my, it just makes me laugh of the things. It reminds me so much of so many visions I had, and it's so ironic because it also has come at a time where I've gone through some of my cartons of notebooks and things from that period, and it's reignited the things like the healing touch work that in class that I'm going to do and share, and so many other things in these notebooks that it was kind of like put away for later. And all the events of my life have sort of necessitated that. I'm looking to move out of a house that I've been in, just all kinds of things that make you have to go through things and come across them. And then I suddenly see this show and watch it again. And it was like my rejuvenation, the show, just took me back there and helped me remember so many things. And then I watched an episode last night. And actually, this was in the second season, that an episode that I had not seen yet, which is kind of ironic, too, because I moved from Georgia to North Carolina at that time, and I moved, really didn't have much of anything in my house when I moved. I had gone through a divorce, and I just wanted to start fresh, and I wasn't about material things, so I only had a couple things in my house, and I didn't have a DVR to tape the show, and I would forget when it was on, and so many things going on. So it was kind of ironic that in the second season, I saw an episode last night where his gifts went away, and then now they came back, but they had to come back by sort of him surrendering or being willing, saying that he was willing, saying to God, he had to choose between the regular life and the gifts. Which do you want? Do you want to be that person with the gifts, but there may be a lot of confusion around it, or people may look at you funny, or you're going to have to go on out on a limb and say and do things that aren't necessarily going to be well received, or you are going to get accused of being crazy, or do you want just the normal life, the regular life? And he chose. And so it really spoke to me that now is the time. It all ties in with this spring feeling. Now is the time to jump forward in a bigger way. Put yourself out there more, even when it's scary. So that's what I'm trying to do. And I just know that if you're listening to this show, you're obviously already seeking a spiritual path and already probably well on it, or you wouldn't be seeking out shows like this. So I know that so many of you are feeling that, and I say let's leap together. Let's put ourselves out there more. It's like the tuning of the radio when there's less static, when we're all in tune and all moving that direction. It isn't nearly as difficult because we can all high-five each other and say, yes, it's great. Oh, yes, I feel that too. So if you're hesitant at all, now's the time. Be more bold. Be ready. Be ready for spring. Okay, I see some more callers. I got off on that story. And I am going to take the next caller, which instead of an area code and number, it is an online name, screen name. So it's My Key Heart 1. And you should be on the air any minute.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. And what can I do for you today?
Well, I was hoping to get some intuitive messages about about this time of year and how I can. I started out my real process about 2009, like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm missing things.
Okay. All right. What do you feel? Can you pinpoint at all what you think you're missing?
I don't know that when the answers come to me, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if my prayers are effective. And
okay. All right. What I saw for you right away was a box of crackers and like a sleeve of crackers, like the saltine crackers, or some people call them soda crackers. And as you talked and you said something was missing, I was thinking, okay, what saltine crackers? What is missing? What? And I think the reason I saw saltine crackers is they can be a binding agent. And then, like, meatloaf came to me. So I know this is funny, but it makes sense to me. I hope it will make sense to you as I explain it. Think of a meatloaf and how something like saltine crackers, you can crumble them up, and it helps hold it all together. It helps pull it together.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe what you're missing is something that's pulling it all together, like that you have all the ingredients, but what is missing is the something that is keeping all those, helping all those ingredients enhance each other better. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And I feel, now I want to try to tell you what that might be.
Okay.
I feel like maybe it's the calm and not enough calm, so like meditation maybe, not enough time where you just let it all come together. Does that resonate at all? Do you feel like you don't have enough of just that quiet, still time?
Well, actually, I have quite a bit of time.
Okay, you have a lot of time, but is it that quiet, kind of empty mind sort of time?
Yeah, so I get out in nature quite a bit,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm feeling like there's something there that the quietness and the still time, and maybe even meditation, like with some music and actual, you know, you're lying down and you actually meditate for a period of time every day, would help. I love nature too, and that's kind of my meditative time. But sometimes I don't do enough of the other either, where I, you know, where I am still instead of out like walking in nature. So I feel like there's something about stillness that if you are a little more still and quiet and get to that place of empty mind, that it's all going to come together and you're going to have even some aha moments that tell you how it all is working together. Tell me some of the things, maybe this will click with something too. Tell me some of the different things that you are doing that you feel like you feel like something's missing, but what things do you feel like are there and are aligned right?
Well, I've been working with Saint Germain and working on manifestation.
Uh-huh.
And I understand to some degree, I understand the process. I don't quite understand it all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't, I'm feeling like it's not really coming forth. Like it's still that missing thing, but some things are, but I'm also in a difficult situation as far as living conditions go.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my own space, and maybe that's part of the unrest.
Oh, okay. So you're living with someone else now?
Yes.
And so maybe you don't have enough opportunity for it to be still, quiet, and just your space?
Well, I get out, and like I said, I get out in nature, and I get away from this, but and it's not horrible or anything like that. I don't want to put that out there.
I don't get that feeling from you that it's horrible.
Right. It's just not my own private space, you know.
Yes. And that you probably have answered your own, that may be what's missing. Because I was feeling that stillness, quiet, no interruption, no. And that can be energetically, it can be another person around them. They're not even doing anything that bothers, but just not having that circle, that sphere of our own space energetically for those moments to really connect. I think when you're out in nature, are you mostly taking a walk, or how do you enjoy nature?
Yeah, I walk, or I go by water and sit by water and listen to
okay.
it.
And how's the weather where you are? Can you do that now?
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think that maybe it's a little bit more stillness out in nature. So you go sit by the water and you find a really comfortable position, or even take a quilt with you, a blanket or something, and be very still. Listen to the birds, and spend a little more time that way. And I think something's really going to open up, because when we don't have sort of that, our own space, however we make it, whether it's out beside a lake or, you know, in the woods or in a house or whatever, I think that's sort of what you're longing for, the not distracted. And being out in nature is, to me, it's the best way to connect. What I'm feeling is, okay, now be a little more still in nature. And so outside is the perfect place to meditate, if you will. You know, it can be in prayer. You can put your blanket down and sit, or lie down and have your conversation with God, or just be quiet and let God speak to you, let, you know, the birds speak to you or what. But I think that feels like the binder that's going to bring your whole, your spiritual experience together. So
okay.
Sort of the crackers that hold the meatballs and the meatloaf together. So, I think that's it. And, you know, that I think you'll be surprised how refreshed and how you do feel your own space, even if you don't exactly have it in the conventional way. So.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a go. Thank you so much.
Yes.
For
okay.
Insight.
All right. And it is funny you said 2009. It is amazing how many people, like 2008, 2009, were just really being awakened and have been on that path now for that period. Really all together, even though we're not together, we're really doing it all together in spirit. So that was a big, big time, I think. And I think we're entering another even bigger time. So,
yeah,
okay. All right. Well, it's great
so
to talk to you today, Sharon. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. The next call is it's an online identity, not an area code. CCC1. You'll be on the air.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I am having a great day. How about you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Do you have a question for me?
I do. I applied to over 30-something positions, and mm-hmm. I haven't really heard back from any of the places, and
mm-hmm.
I wonder if something will come up soon.
Okay. What I was feeling for you was less about an image and just a feeling like fast, 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 fast. Do you feel rushed? Do you feel like you're like time's running out, kind of like rush, rush, rush? Or
yes.
Is that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm feeling that, a lot of time anxiety, like hurry up, hurry up. Then came a motorcycle, but it was really just sort of. I think the motorcycle was just demonstrating fast, fast. So I want you to slow down if you can. why do you feel rushed? Is it because of money and you need to get this particular, you need to get the job now? Is that what you're feeling, that anxiety, which would be a very understandable anxiety?
Yes.
Okay. just the feeling I'm getting for you, that fast rush is that somehow that energy, maybe, believe it or not, is what's sort of keeping things away. You're sending things out in that fear, like, oh, I'm out of time. And believe me, I totally understand. I have been there. So it's not like, oh, you're not doing this right. No, it's a very human, of course you feel that way. Now, to tell you how to deal with it. So you're rushing. Is it a situation like out of money and might have to move or might have to, I don't know what I'm going to do? Is that the feeling that you have?
No, these positions are offered throughout this week. So if I don't hear back from any of the companies, that just means that I don't get into these positions.
Okay. Well, is it, do you feel it's important or imperative that you get a position with this company, or are there other things that...
It doesn't matter. Any of these 35 companies that I apply to would take me, mm-hmm. I would take a job.
Oh, okay, 35. Okay, so you're just at that place like, I've done everything I can. I don't, and so the rush feeling I'm getting, though, is there a reason behind that? Like, do you have funds running out, or is that the situation that the rush need?
Well, because I'm unemployed.
Okay, no, I'm just trying to understand the, and like I said, it's completely understandable, and you know, we live in this world, we have those issues to do. So but day to day, are you still, do you still have a place to live, do you still have,
well, now, yeah,
right now you do that. I guess that's what I'm feeling, like sort of like a clock ticking. Is that ending?
Yes.
Okay, and when does that end?
Look, people are looking for jobs because they don't have another job lined up. I mean, do I really have to explain this to you?
No. I'm trying to work through, the feelings that I'm getting and trying to put them into some words that I feel like rush, and like time is ending, and that's, I'm trying to establish that. Is your situation,
I think you're trying to,
as far as,
to hurry up and try to find a job, otherwise I'll end up.
No. It's actually that I'm trying to calm. I'm trying to understand your anxiety, which, like I said, I get it. It is understandable. What I'm trying to do is figure out the scenario so that maybe some things can come through that will be helpful to you. I'm not telling you rush to get a job. I'm actually, when I was feeling that, when I first felt that fast, it was more like, slow down, like you need to slow down. That's why I'm trying to, on a very human level, understand the rush, because I didn't want to be flippant and say, oh, well, you just need to slow down. I want to understand the whole picture, because that's easy to say, but when you're up against a clock or a situation, then that's not always in the human experience an easy thing to do or even possible to do. That's why I was feeling the fast. I was feeling like the message to you was slow down. But as a human, I wanted to understand and be compassionate that, well, that might not be so easy if you're up against some timetables and deadlines. So do you understand where I'm coming from? Not at all to criticize that you're not going fast enough. It was to try to see if there was a way that you might be able to slow down.
I'm just waiting. There is nothing I'm not rushing anything. I'm just waiting.
Okay. What I'm feeling is that it's frantic because of something. Is there some kind of deadline, like you have this long to, for example, live in the place you're at?
Yes.
Is that, I'm sorry, was that yes?
Yes.
Okay. And see that's why the fast, because it's understandable. Your time is running out.
I get it. You know, everybody's under some sort of, you know, financial deadline. They need to find a job.
Okay. Please, I am not criticizing at all. I am trying to convey this in the way that I can, that it is not about, I'm trying to work through these feelings because I think there might be something that could help you, but please don't be defensive about it, because I'm not saying it that way, or at least if it's coming out that way, I don't mean for it to, and it's often so...
I'm asking you, am I going to hear back from any of these companies?
I'm not a fortune teller. I don't tell the future, but if I at times when I do get feelings about the future, it has to come from the feelings and vibrations, and that's what I'm trying to sort through, because I don't want to just be la-la and say, oh, yeah, you're going to hear back, or no, you're not going to hear back. I want to make it true to the feelings, and if I can't get to the root of it, I can't give you what I feel like is an answer that isn't from my brain but is from spirit. So I'm trying to take what spirit says that could possibly come out as flippant, I don't know, and also apply my own human experience to understand and communicate that way. So please don't take it like I'm pushing you. I'm doing the or that I'm criticizing. I'm not. So try to take a breath and understand. You don't need to defend from me, because I'm not coming from that place at all. And if it came off that way, I certainly didn't mean for it to.
I don't think you're criticizing me. I think you're not answering my question.
Well, and I'm trying to, because I don't get things like a fortune teller. What I do is I work through the signs, emotions, and messages as to how they apply. And sometimes when I'm feeling something about the anxiety, if I can get to what the anxiety is, then the message will come through more clearly. But if I can't and there's resistance, then it doesn't work for me, because the messages get all scrambled for me. So the reason I was asking you, is there a deadline? Because if I can understand the scenario, I can actually be in it and feel it with you and feel through the messages. So that's why I'm asking you.
It's sort of like, if I don't get the jobs this week, it's going to be, I might have to wait for another year to find, you know, a job in this field.
And so my question, what I feel immediately is, maybe you're getting all the no's from the 35 send-outs to this field. Maybe there's another field. So you wouldn't have to wait a year, from the way I'm understanding it, unless it is this field, and maybe
you're
it doesn't
saying
have
I'm not going to answer back on any of the jobs that I apply to.
I'm sorry. Well, but you said you have to wait
another back.
You're not cooperating with me where I can get the I deal in vibration, and that's what I'm trying to help you work through. So,
you just told me I'm not going to get any of those jobs.
No. I thought you said you had been turned down from 35. So what I'm saying is, if you don't get in the right vibration, you probably won't hear back from those. But what you also need to do is, don't set up your own nose, you know, to think and feel that
answer my question, that, you know, you just told me that I'm not going to hear back, and you're, you know, you're giving all these BS, you know, I just want to know, yes or no, am I going to get a job?
I told you I'm not a fortune teller. A lot of it depends on your vibration and your outlook. So I guess you hung up, and I can't do what I can't do. People, I'm not a fortune teller, and the reason for that is because you have free will. You are energy. You are vibration. I am vibration. I have free will. So if a feeling came to me about what was going to happen relative to the job, it would only be from the standpoint of where your energy is now and where other energy is lined up and whether or not they're lining up. It wouldn't be hard and fast, yes, that person told me it was going to happen, so it's going to happen. When I do see things from future that are like, I feel like this will happen, it's always about, if you continue from the energy you are in now and with the choices and behavior or whatever, but that comes from energy as well. If you continue on this path, this is what I see for you. But each and every one of us has free will in this moment, in the next moment, tomorrow, and the next day. And what you put out determines what happens in the future. That's why no one can really... someone can give prophecy or predictions, but it's not really even fair to hold them specifically to that, because all of us have free will and we change as each moment comes. We can change. I apologize that I can't give you a definite answer, but I would say this: it is about energy and it is about vibration, and check your energy and that will give you the answer as to the likelihood that things are going to flow in a peaceful and easy way. And if your energy isn't peaceful and easy, then they're less likely to. If your energy is peaceful, easy, and you know, when we're in a defensive mode from whatever it comes from our anxiety, I get there, everybody does. We're anxious, we get afraid, defensive, but afraid is the key word, it's fear. That, in the spiritual context, isn't about ego, it's ego, and ego isn't about arrogance, ego's about fear. It's really about when we feel small, when we're scared, when we need those answers. But it also, what also ties into what we manifest is our vibration, always. And so when we have reasons that we're in that beaten up, afraid place, and trust me, I know that, I understand it, from the human, I always say, we still live here. So we are still in this body experience. We're spirit first and foremost, but we are still having this bodily experience. So we do have to work around some of the world's parameters, and we need shelter and food. At least right now we do, because we still believe that. Maybe one day we'll be able to be more purely spirit and we'll understand that those things maybe weren't quite the way we saw them either. But I understand that human, the things you need and why there's anxiety. I have been through it over and over. So I'm not being, it's not lack of compassion. It is, I can't just predict, because you are part of it too. You are creating every moment. You are part of the Creator, and you are creating your experience, and you are putting out vibes into the world, each and every one of us. So we have to be aware of that. And even when we're beaten up and from the human perspective and the earth perspective, justifiably afraid or feeling defeated, even then we have to make a decision. Am I going to stay here, or am I going to rise above it? Am I going to give my spirit more due than I give the bodily experience? And we always have that ability, even though it's not always easy. We all struggle with that. You know, I don't care, you know, I mean, spiritual gurus, whatever you want to call it, I think most would be lying if they acted like they never had those moments, because I certainly do. And I get better and better at it. Like I said, the spring, the big spring is coming. I get better and better, but we all have those moments. We are our biggest predictor of what comes to us. But there are ways that you can shift your vibration by being more in spirit, and you will have an effect on the things that come back to us through our vibration and through our creation from that vibration. So to that last caller, I hope you will take it to heart that I wasn't by any means playing with you or not wanting to give you an answer. I was trying to get to some sort of answer or guidance for you that would be beneficial. So I wish you so much the best, and I wish you peace. And I've got another caller now. It's area code 917, and you'll be on the air in just a sec. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not bad. Just trying to see if I can get a little bit of help from you.
Okay. What's your first name?
Ashil. A-S-H-I-L.
Okay. All right. I sense some distress in your voice. Are you going through something distressing? Are you feeling stress?
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Okay.
Relationship, kind of dating environment.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to be real still and quiet for a second and try to. I feel your hurt and your stress, and right now I just want to send you like a prayer and some energy of peace and calm and lifting some of your burdens. Okay, try to tell me, if you can, what is most distressing you right now. A little more specific. Did you say relationship?
Well, the thing is, I took some time off actually from dating, you know, probably a year or two if I'm dating. So now I'm ready. You know, I was working on myself for that time. So now I'm ready to date. And okay. I'm going to this gym, you know, and one of the employees at the gym has been kind of flirting with me for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, observing without doing anything about it. You know, I was just keeping it low key because, I felt that's what I need to do. Eventually, I got to the point where I felt like, okay, you have to start some kind of communication. You know, it's been going long enough. So I went and we have a pretty short conversation just to kind of break the ice, so to speak. And since then, you know, I'm getting a little mixed signals. I'm not sure, you know, because I opened the door for more conversation, you know, and I sense a little distance. And I'm not sure. I'm getting a little confused by it, and I'm kind of disappointed. So that's why I turned off.
Okay. What? I feel like you still have a broken heart from something. Was it from a particular love relationship, or is it from something else? Where did your heart first break?
Maybe from a business, but you know, I'm getting over it because I had a bad business relationship last year with a friend of mine, and the reason I took some time off from dating is because I had bad.
Okay, but did your heart get broken in a relationship that you're still carrying or could be?
I'm not sure if I'm still carrying it, but I had my share, and that's the reason why
That's dating. What I feel for you, that you stopped dating, but your heart is still broken, and it makes you a little bit afraid to go out on that limb. And I feel like this person that's flirting with you, maybe the reason that, and you may not realize this, maybe the reason that's happening is that you're excited about it, and then you energetically and emotionally kind of retreat because you don't want to get your heart broken again. And so whether you realize it or not, you may actually be sending some mixed signals, and then you get mixed signals back, and then it's a whole cycle and everybody's confused. I feel like there's something with brokenheartedness that came from earlier, though. Did you have anything as a child, like, did you get abandoned, or did you anything like that, or did you have any hurt way? No.
No, I mean, I have some issues with family. You know, of course that hurts, but those are things that I kind of just moved out of my life. You know, I'm an adult now.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I'm feeling for you is that there's something in your heart that's still broken. And what I would recommend to you is focus on your heart chakra. And, you know, you can go online, even YouTube, and put heart chakra meditation, or, you know, I can think of a few right off, like Doreen Virtue and Colette Baron-Reed. They have some chakra meditations, and I'm sure there are loads more than that. That's just two that come to mind that I've used before. I want you to really focus on that heart chakra and in meditation. And I want you to feel it expanding, and I want you to, when you're in the meditation, to put your hands over your heart and just feel like hugging it, if that makes any sense. I know that sounds silly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think here's the kind of the paradox. You have such a big heart, but it's wounded, and people with big hearts often get the most wounded because they are kind and giving and loving and you know, exposed. It's like when your heart is big, you're almost wearing it outside your body, which means it can get damaged more easily and badly. So I would say to you that the best thing you can do right now is focus on your heart chakra. Talk to it, meditate on a heart chakra cleansing, and do that every day. And, you know, I just think you're going to feel a whole different vibration, and you're going to put off a different vibration, because let me tell you, you have a lot of love to give. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's why you get hurt, because you're like a big ball of love. but your heart chakra, where so much of that love comes from, is also still hesitant from some kind of wound or just from being out there so exposed. Like I said, it's like wearing your heart outside your body, you know, from a physical standpoint. So I want you to do that, because you are a great big ball of love, and the love, the right love for you is going to come to you. But focus on your heart chakra and healing it and letting it be huge again, because it is, and it's okay. But nurture it, value it, take care of it, cleanse it, clear it, and heal that, and you're just going to have a bright light. And this is one, you know, I say I don't predict things, but I just feel a great love coming for you. But it starts with nurturing your own heart and letting it feel whole and gigantic again. Okay?
Let me ask you something. What I've decided to do, also which makes sense, when I got this mixed signals, I decided to just step back a little bit, you know, and just...
You know what? I would just be friendly, as if there's no romance or what. Just be light and friendly and let your light shine, and whatever comes of it comes. You know?
Okay.
But you, my friend, have an enormous heart. Don't hide it. And that doesn't even just mean romance and love. Just let that heart be big again. It's afraid to. Coax it out and let it be big again. And I get tears in my eyes because you have such a big heart, and it's really beautiful, and it will find its great love. Okay?
I agree.
All right. You have a wonderful rest of the day. And, you're a beautiful soul, and you just go out there and let it be, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I had to take a breath. What a sweet call. Thank you so much for calling, and that was just so, makes me tear up, makes my heart swell. When you're around another big heart, and all of us have big hearts, we have to let them come to fruition in this earth, because this earth has created a lot of ways that seem to beat our hearts up one way or another. But when we let them back out, we touch each other, we heal each other, and we heal ourselves. We're running out of time here. It has been a great call, or great show, for me at least. I hope it has been touching to some of you. And I'm going to do the quick rundown. If you are not already on my Facebook page, please join that, because that's where I do most of my communication. That page is Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles and also other positive spiritual thoughts. So that's my primary means of communication on a day-to-day basis. So please go to that, Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook. If you'd like to be part of my angel healing online class that's free, please go to angelstouchtherapy.com, and there's some information there, and you can email me about that. And lastly, I have not mentioned my book today, but I'll do that right now. I wrote a book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and that's available on Amazon. It's available right now for 99 cents on Kindle, and it's also available in paperback and hardcover, and available at other sellers online as well. So check that out, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles by Sherry Lane. And thank you, and I am going to sign out now.